At this point, no. I'm just going to be dedicated to being the best I can in the NFL, so we'll see where that takes me. The whole point I play both sports is because I love both sports. I just didn't know which one I love the most. I think after this year and the success I had, my passion was a little greater than in football than it was baseball. So I decided to pursue my dream, which was always to play professional sport. And you know, NFL is the right one for me, I think. I'm not sure what the scouts are looking for. I'm hoping that my film speaks for itself. But as far as the 40, I expect to run sub 4.5. You know, not too great of a time, but not too bad, I think. Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons I accepted a scholarship to Notre Dame is because I knew that the situation I was going into was Coach Weiss is a professional caliber coach. You know, the system's got to be similar. So I knew that I was going to have a head step when I decided to, you know, pursue my dream and play professional football. So that was one of the things going into college. I understood he came from the Patriots, won championships. So I know that I'm going to get better and learn the game. So I think he was a great leader. I've never seen really consistent. Every day showed up to work, sick, you know, hurt. We got the same Jimmy. Did a great job with keeping the team together. So I'm very, you know, pleased with what he did for the program. Obviously, we wish we would have won more games, but you can't blame it all on the quarterback. You know, I should have made more plays to help put us in a better situation, but. Overall, I think Jimmy did a great job. You knew he was there. He was a leader. You know, when he entered the huddle, we were quiet listening to the play, and you know, and he made great speeches to help us out and motivate us. So I think he was great.
Should he be the first quarterback drafted?
I think so. I don't know anything about the other quarterbacks in the draft. I think he is a great quarterback. I think Coach Weiss did prepare him for the NFL. So I think he does have all the tools to be successful. So, you know, yes, I do think he should be. It's great. I'm kind of just embracing it. Enjoying it while I can before, you know, things really speed up and before I'm actually on a team in mini camp or at OTAs actually dealing with it. So right now I'm just kind of enjoying it. This is my last little go of college per se, I guess. So I'm just going to enjoy it and make the best of it. Funny story. Spoke with Coach Weiss before the season, before we played it down, before camp, and he told me, he said, unless you had around 1,500 yards and around 16 to 17 touchdowns, I would not leave early. Well, I mean, I had 1,500 yards and I think 15 touchdowns, so he was right there with that fact. Another thing, after the season, before, you know, I made any decisions, we sat down and spoke. The pros are better than the cons, we thought, so we made the decision to enter the draft early. It's always going to be a dream to play, you know, for the head coach who taught me how to be a receiver. That's going to be a dream. But, you know, to be honest, I want to play for whoever thinks I can help them next year, whoever thinks I can come in, make a difference right away, and help them, you know, go to a Super Bowl. So that's who I want to play for. Absolutely. I think having a good quarterback is definitely helpful. So I'm very lucky to have a great quarterback. I think Jimmy, you know, his personality and his work ethic kind of motivated a lot of guys. You know, a couple guys last year went out to California to train with him. Mike Floyd, Rudy, myself, and Jimmy, and I think we came back a lot better, which may or may not have put me in a position that I am in now. So I'm very thankful for the to have him on the team throwing to me.
What NFL receivers do you emulate and why?
Steve Smith. A lot of y'all probably think the same thing. Similar size, similar built, very physical, not afraid to go in the middle. And I think I model my game after him. I'm not afraid to go in the middle and catch a ball or throw a block. But also a newcomer of the game, Percy Harvin. I really like what Minnesota's done with him this year, moving them all around in the backfield, reverses, in motion, you know, the Wildcats. So, you know, I'm hopefully a team will see that in me and hopefully draft me. Can you ask that question again, please? Absolutely. I'm coming into the NFL working, you know, trying to, you know, make a name for myself and be successful. One of the wristbands that I wear that actually broke this morning when I took it off is "Don't be satisfied." Coach Rob Alnello last year gave it to all the receivers, and that's kind of one of my motto: don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied with just getting invited to the combine. Don't be satisfied with just getting drafted. Don't be satisfied with just playing. You know, I want to be great. I want to win Super Bowls. I want to go to the Pro Bowl. I want to be in the Hall of Fame. So I think my mindset is on the right path. Just don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied with just being up here. So we'll see. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what they were thinking, but it worked out. I'm actually the third, so there's two other Goldens running around here somewhere. It worked out. I guess you can say it fits me. A lot of people say Golden Dome and Notre Dame. It was destined, but I guess I just lucked out. Right. The funny thing is, my father and I, we don't talk about football very much. You know, I knew that he went to Tennessee State, and I knew he got drafted by. But we're two different players. He's a taller guy. I'm a smaller guy, with a big heart. So we're two different players. He was kind of a possessions receiver. I'm kind of a guy who's gonna go out there and make plays. You throw it anywhere near me, I'm gonna do my best to catch it and turn a 3-yard gain into a first down or a 20-yard gain. And maybe even a touchdown. So I don't. As far as talking to him, I don't talk to him very much about football.
I know your mother's bigger than education. You told her you were going to go to NFL. What did she tell you?
She was proud of me. She thought I made a mature decision at the age of 18. I don't know how I made that decision. I kind of just evaluated the pros and cons once again. I you know, what I figured is Notre Dame, great education. There's life after football. The situation I was going into, I knew Jeff and Raymo were graduating. Opportunity to come in and make an impact early. And Coach Weiss, a pro-style offense. This guy's a guru. You know, won championships at New England. So I knew that, you know, this had to be a good situation. Now, I do wish we won more games and accomplished more as a team, but as far as that, I thought those are all pros, and the only con I could find was the snow. But I'm dealing with that with sweats.
She was okay, though, with your decision to go pro and not get
your degree? Absolutely. My mother's very supportive of what I decided to do, and I didn't make the decision on my own. We all talked about it, and we thought it was the best thing to do. The good thing about it is, though, my degree is always going to be there. It's up to me to go back and get it. So my education will still be there, you know, now, 10 years now, whenever I decide to go back. Come again? Let's see. Give me a moment. Tonight, I have the Steelers, the Pats, the 49ers, the Dolphins, the Cowboys, the Packers, and the Bucks. Tomorrow, I have the Colts, the Jets, the Raiders, the Lions, the Panthers, the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Ravens, and last night I had the Rams. I like them all. I just want to be drafted to whoever thinks I can play, whoever thinks I can make an impact and help their team. I mean, I don't really have a favorite team per se at this point. I just want to, you know, get there and actually show what I have and impress some people. I think I work out on Sunday, but I'd say the 40. You know, running straight's my thing. I can do that. So I'm excited to see how my times come out, but that's probably the event I'm most looking forward to is the 40. You know, I mentioned earlier, I think I'm gonna run a, you know, sub 4 or 5. You know, it's a decent time. Obviously, I got a lot of work to do with that, but I think that to be realistic, that's probably what I'm gonna run around. No, I've spoken with, you know, a bunch of guys who've played in the league, Coach Roy Green, some Rob Moore, and you know, those guys have told me it's about your off season. It's how you prepare yourself in off season, how strong you get, how you know, fast and your endurance. So I think if my work ethic, you know, goes as planned, and I'm going entering the season prepared, I think that will limit my injuries. I want to beat the average lifespan and do great things there. But I think it starts off with my off season, so I'm gonna hit that hard.
Two more questions.
Go ahead. One of my favorite guys. Always hung out with him. You know, went to his house. Has a great family. I think he's brought up the right way. So I really enjoy being around Jimmy. One of my better friends. You know, he's been very, very helpful in my career, obviously. So I'm glad I have a friend. He's definitely a guy that I can walk away saying, you know, that's my friend.
West Virginia quarterback Jarrett Brown at Podium C.
I'd say Aaron Berry from Pittsburgh, quick feet, you know, he got out his break really, really quick. Two other guys, Pinkert and Kevin Thomas from USC. If you go back and watch the film, they gave me trouble. I figured it out eventually, but those guys are tough and very physical. So I think those three guys are probably the closest thing to the NFL I'm going to get.
Thanks, Colin.
I'd say my biggest strength is being able to break tackles. If you go back and watch film, it's kind of tough for guys to tackle me. My speed's always been one of my strengths. So I'd say speed and not being able to tackle, and also my hands. I think I have a decent grip on the ball. Once it touches my hands, it's not going anywhere. So I'd say those three things are probably my biggest strengths.